Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
What is going on in this city? Yet another person socked by a stranger in what has been a string of random attacks. The latest incident was in Chelsea. Let's go to our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, what is going on exactly? And this latest incident, like on actors Steve Buscemi last week, was in the middle of the day in broad daylight. But this time a 20-year-old man was walking here where I am here at 7th Avenue near 23rd Street. The middle of the day yesterday, some guy walked up to him and smacked him in the head with some kind of object that was wrapped inside of a plastic bag. And there were plenty of people around, including Joseph, said it was not a good scene.
I look down the block and I see this guy holding his head, bleeding profusely, like blood all over the place.
Look with Channel 7 Eyewitness News when this happened here. Now the victim is taken to Bellevue for a gash on his head and had to get stitched up, as at least four of these unrelated random incidents in the city last maybe 4 or 5 days, including what we've been telling you about with Steve Buscemi. They're still looking for the man who punched him and sent him to the hospital. Well, you'll recall in Times Square Saturday night, a tourist was stabbed. There was an arrest there. An 11-year-old girl was slashed in her head. That was in East Harlem on Friday. Again, all random. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Chelsea.
Donald Trump's former fixer and now star witness for the defense back on the stand today at the former president's hush money trial. That's after he spilled the details Monday about his dealings with Trump. As Cohen says, they sought to keep the story of alleged affairs out of the public eye. Our Juliet Papa was in the courtroom.
Michael Cohen testified that Donald Trump was involved every step of the way. That's the way business was done at the Trump Organization. The defendant's former fixer said he called Trump every time there was a development in the payment to former Playboy playmate Karen McDougal or adult film actress Stormy Daniels. The Daniels issue was particularly fraught as she was calling off the deal just weeks before the election because the hush money payment wasn't coming as scheduled. Cohen said Trump told him to keep pushing it back until after the election. But when told she was going to the Daily Mail, Cohen said Trump told him he had consulted with a few people. They told him, "What's $130,000? Get it done." And Cohen testified, "Mr. Trump told me to take care of it." Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Cops on the lookout for the driver in a hit and run in Breezy Point, a 55-year-old man struck by a Honda that kept on going at Beach 208th Street and Rockaway Point Boulevard. This happened Monday just before 5:30 in the afternoon. The victim was rushed to the hospital. No word on their condition. That bad stink in Rego Park, Queens, that was a dead body.
Birds are chirping and things smell just fine now outside of Colmar Apartments on Queens Boulevard. But for Olga last week,
I smelled a little bit of, I thought it was rats maybe or mice that were, you know, dying.
Turns out it was a human adult body decomposing just feet from the front door for what police estimate could have been from a couple of weeks ago to maybe even 2 months ago. They say the body is so decomposed, it's hard to tell what age or sex the person was. Ali Durrani didn't even see it.
Nowadays, you know, people are not so much worried about what's going on around. People are so busy with the phones and everything.
Police say there was no noticeable trauma to the body. Christy Kalishian, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Regal Park.
An ex-Marine from New Jersey, now in prison. That's after the feds say 23-year-old Joshua Cobb from Hamilton made threatening statements at both a Jersey Strong gym and an Aldi grocery store in Robbinsville about killing white people in a mass shooting. They also point to some social media posts in which he allegedly wrote that he wanted to cause mayhem on the white community and hoped that one day he would, quote, progress into a serial killer. Cobb is so far charged with one count of transmitting a threat in interstate and foreign commerce and is being held at the Monmouth County Jail. Police in East Harlem looking for the creep who tried to rape a woman who works at a cell phone store. That was at around noon on Sunday on Madison Avenue near East 108th Street. A co-worker tells the Daily News the man pretended to be a customer and suddenly started touching the 22-year-old. When she told him to back off, he flew off the handle. She then tossed some coffee at him, but he chased her into a back room and threatened her with a knife. When she kept screaming, he ran out, grabbing three phones and $1,000 on the way. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. A rally in Jackson Heights Monday in support of the plans for Metropolitan Park. The big plan to transform 50 acres around Citi Field into a new sports and entertainment mecca.
Mets owner Steve Cohen wants to build the $8 billion project, but the local state senator, Jessica Ramos, has yet to introduce legislation necessary for the project, frustrating residents like Saida Dunston.
We've been talking for months, for some of us of over a year and a half, demanding that our voices be heard.
The senator's office says she's close to a decision. The plan is to convert parking lots into a casino, hotel, park space, and a live music venue.
My family should not have to leave Queens to go into Manhattan, to go into Long Island, to be able to see a show.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Jackson Heights.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.